Meeting of Senate Transportation to order. Present are Senator Adams, Senator Taylor, Senator Green, and myself, Senator Rieger. The last bill before us is House Bill 526. This is the ADA bill. You should have in your packets a version from Cook, which is dated 5/1/96, and it's version / R.
I move we adopt that as the committee substitute for purposes of discussion.
Any objection? Hearing none, the bill is adopted for purposes of discussion. I will briefly walk the committee members through all of the changes from the bill that came to us from the House, which are highlighted in your draft. First is on Section 1, the language which said related to an integrated transportation facility is changed to made with the developer of an integrated transportation. There is new language on Section 2. It's entirely new in this version. The Section 2 adds to Alaska statutes a minimum formula for payment of dividend to the state. The authority shall adopt a policy for the payment of a portion of the unrestricted net income of the authority to the general fund as a dividend each fiscal year. The amount of the dividend for a fiscal year may not be less than 40% of the net income of the authority for that fiscal year unless that amount exceeds the total unrestricted net income of the authority for that year. It goes on to say, in that case, the amount of unrestricted is the amount of the dividend. The issuance of bonds greater than $10 million to assist in the financing of a development project has been reinstated. This is added with a sunset, July 1st, 1998. Next change is on page 3 at the top. This is language which we have discussed before, describing the interest rate on loans which are not purchased from borrowed funds, but instead purchased from the general assets of the authority. It basically says that if it is a tax-exempt type of project, the rate would be what it would have been if it were bonded at tax-exempt rates for that project. If it's a taxable type, it would be at the taxable rates.
What does that do? Does that drive up the cost of financing for people or lower it?
Mr. Chairman,
or just make it market.
We had testimony on that. If you'd like, I can call.
That's all right.
I don't recall what the answer is, but I don't think it makes a. Yeah, it's
okay, it just leaves it basically a market, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just defines the status.
Nothing new, I believe, on page 4. On page 5, the words up to were added in language which refers to the guarantee of a loan.
It just gave them some flexibility, right?
It gives them flexibility to guarantee less than 80%.
Yes.
This is as the House had it, where interest can be guaranteed as well as principal, but for a period of time not to exceed 90 days. The language from earlier drafts that we've seen on page 6, line 16, protection of the authority's interest was too broad. It's now protection of the authority's interest in a loan or loan guarantee. Later on page 6, prime rate was defined as a U.S. prime rate. For the record, been joined by Senator Lincoln. On page 7, at the bottom, the repealer of the MIDREX authorization has been changed to a modification of the MIDREX language, which now, instead of referencing the MIDREX project, it references a bulk commodity loading and shipping terminal. The terminal may be located anywhere within Cook Inlet. This authorization would be subject to the ordinary tests of feasibility that are elsewhere in the ADA statutes. The Section 19 is an extension of additional sunset provisions in the bill to 1998 instead of repealing on July 1st of this year. On Section 21, which is the repealer of the airport tanks and MIDREX, now it has changed so it's only the repealer of the airport tanks. Is that correct?
No, actually, one that they're repealing deals with the business assistance loan guarantee program.
Oh, sorry, I had the wrong one. Business assistance loan guarantee is what is changed on Section 21. Mm-hmm. Section 22 is transition language, which was added in Senate State Affairs. There is new transition language on lines 10 through 12 referring to the dividend payment. And there is new language regarding the Red Dog project, which I believe is unchanged from the language which was presented in the last CS. I believe it's the same. Is there anyone who wishes to testify on House Bill 526? Senator Taylor.
I move the bill from committee, committee substitute, I should say, from committee with individual rec. Only the comment that I would have liked to have seen the Bradfield project in here, but it's my understanding they will be able to do that through other authorities if a feasible project is developed.
Is there any objection?
No.
I want to thank the committee members for the 2 years of working with. Thank you very much. The bill moves from committee. This is our last meeting.
But say, aren't you coming back?
I'm coming back.
Oh.
But the committee will not meet
anymore.
Anymore.
Well, there is some chance you may not.
Yes, there is.
When is going to meet in judiciary for the last time, too?
I don't know. We're going to meet in there right now, but I don't know that we're going to move anything. So.
Good. For the last time.
I hope so.
Okay. With that, Senate Transportation is adjourned.